Let's see, I'll just put that right there. Now, what I want you to do is just forget about the tape recorder, okay? And just talk like you ordinarily talk. It's like you've been talking to me in the kitchen. Now, would you give me your name, please?
F.
Mrs.
Julia F.
Okay. And your address? Or is it just...
Well, you can go to a post office. I've not got no street and nothing. It's post office box.
And that's Jasper.
Mm-hmm, okay. Jasper Julia.
And would you tell me where you were born, Miss?
Born right out there where I told you. You're in Pickens County.
Uh-huh.
Or do you have to say Pickens County?
Yeah. Uh-huh. But very close to Jasper.
Right out there.
Yeah. Okay.
Pickens County.
And would you mind telling me how old you are? Or is that a fair question? About how old?
Oh, I will be 72 this coming February.
For goodness sake, mm-hmm.
I think that's
guessed
right.
It. Okay. And
this is nothing including my Social Security.
Oh, no, it's got nothing to do with, it's just nothing to do with anything except the university.
Oh,
and
okay.
We just, you know, just the talking really is all we're interested in.
Oh, is that right?
And let's see, what's your religion?
Oh, I'm a Baptist.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Full Baptist.
And what's your occupation?
Well, you would say that I am, when I go to work, I cook, clean up, what would you call that?
Housework.
Uh-huh, housework, uh-huh. Wash, iron.
Okay.
Anything like that.
And you do some farming, I guess, around here,
don't
you?
Yes, we have a garden is all.
Uh-huh.
We don't have no farm.
Well, now, would you tell me about your education? Where you went to school?
Right here. I didn't go no further than seventh grade. At that time, you know, it was a small, school wasn't very much
mm-hmm.
at that time, but you know, if you tried. I went to school and got seventh grade,
mm-hmm.
and I quit.
Well, you must like to read. I see you got a lot of magazines.
Yes, I do. And my daughter, where she worked, the lady, sends me lots of books.
Well, that's nice.
Uh-huh. But she gets them, and then when she gets them, she just piles them and sends them to me.
Uh-huh.
Well, you see, then since I got been sick, you know, that keeps my mind settled, you
mm-hmm.
know, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
that?
Yeah,
uh-huh. I sure do. I like to read myself.
And, I pick up a book or and I keep sewing handy,
mm-hmm.
and I like to sew, you know. And, you know, I haven't got much of an education. I've just got mother wit, that's all.
Well, you certainly seem to have a lot of that. Well, let's see. Have you ever done much traveling?
No, not too much. No, only from here to Ohio. I went a lot there.
Uh-huh. You know, went to see your children?
Uh-huh. My mother used to live there. She married and went there.
Uh-huh.
And I'd go sometimes... Oh, two or three times a year to see them.
Uh-huh.
It's all, you know, I'd go down here to Marietta and catch the train. Now, though, I ain't got no train. They carry me through the country. I went in July up there.
Oh, did you?
Summer.
Uh-huh.
I spent a few days with them.
Well, have you ever lived outside of Jasper?
Down at Tate.
Right. You tell me
mm-hmm.
about that.
I lived at Tate. Oh, I don't know how many years, about... 30 something.
Okay, and that's about, 5 miles from here?
Mm-hmm. 5 miles, the marble,
okay.
Where the marbles is, have gotten, you know, where they get out marble, those
quarries,
marble quarries.
Now, let's see, where was your mother born?
Here.
Okay, and how about your father?
Well, he was born in Bainbridge, Georgia.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did your mother have any education?
Well, nothing but good mother wit, you know.
Uh-huh.
She could read some and count money, you know. At that time, they didn't have too much school to
mm-hmm.
people to go to.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they had to work, you know that.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. See, she come along. Well, it was, my grandmother was 16 years old when slavery. She was my mother's mother.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And
she was in slavery.
And she was freed when she was 16.
16, uh-huh.
Well, had she lived in this part of the
No,
state?
She was